This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Let's go to war with Megan Barr. It's for Wayne Allen Root because it is Tuesday, and every Tuesday I take over this mic for the next hour from 3 to 4 Pacific, 6 to 7 Eastern. Wayne comes back, takes over his show at 4 o'clock, and guess who he has today? George Papadopoulos. You're going to want to not turn that dial and stick around because the deep state's getting a little uncomfortable. They're getting a little itchy. They're lashing out. And so George is going to give Wayne his two cents in studio. Until then, let's get right down to business, as they say. And I wish I was in Orlando right now, and I know plenty of people from Nevada that are in Orlando. I don't know if they're camping out at Trumpcella. Have you heard about that? Yes, everybody, the 40,000 or so people, 100,000 tickets have been sold for a 20,000-seat arena. It looks like a tailgate fart party. It's called 45 Fest. Some people have called it Trumpcella. But delirious and deranged Biden believes that he's going to win Florida. Biden got 85 people at an Iowa rally. Trump has 100,000 people sign up in Florida. The line started 42 hours early. And just to put a little cherry on the sundae, twist the knife a little bit more, outdoor jumbo screens have been ordered. A handful of supporters started lining up around 2 a.m. on Monday for a scheduled 8 p.m. Tuesday rally. Gosh, the press has been telling us that even Hillary Clinton could win this next election. Bernie Sanders is supposedly up by 9. Joe Biden has beaten them all, but Elizabeth Warren is surging. A handful of the supporters start lining up. Early Tuesday morning, supporters by the thousands arrived with more coming every minute. Over 100,000 ticket requests were announced for the 20,000-seat arena. News reports say the arena contract for the rally set a configuration of only 17,000 people. I would say that the MAGA movement isn't going anywhere. It seems to be growing. You know, I was listening to the radio on the way in here, and I can't remember whose channel I had on. However, I think it was one of Trump's advisors. And forgive me, I think it was McKinney. Is that her name? Cute little blonde. Kathy McKinney. She had said that she was meeting a lot of Democrats in the crowd. And I have seen those reports, too. The walk-away movement. I saw pictures of women. Women. Those suburban women that the Democrats think they own. Had walk-away tank tops on and Trump tank tops on. So former Democrats, a newly anointed citizen of the United States told Kathleen McKinney, I'm sorry, that she wasn't going to become a citizen under Obama. She didn't like him so much, but she basically ran and got her citizenship when Donald Trump became president. So do you think this has something to do with what I think was one of the best tweets of the week that was said at the beginning of this week, just yesterday? I can't remember what time it was. I think it was around in the afternoon. Trump tweets out, ICE will begin the process of removing millions of illegal aliens next week. Adios. Buena suerte. Vaya con Dios. You have broken our laws long enough. It is time for you to leave and then come back through a proper channel. A proper port of entry, apply for asylum in your own country or in the first country you come to, like Mexico or Ecuador or Guatemala. I've said this before on this program, and I'll say it again because I think it's worth repeating. I think it's going to be more. This election is going to be a little different than prior elections, because when you look at prior elections, the two motivating factors when you always look at Pew Research is how people vote. And people vote two ways. They vote with their pocketbook, and they vote for a leader that they can trust. Well, the pocketbook really hasn't changed because illegal immigration is costing our country hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And it's costing border counties and communities in Texas and in Arizona and New Mexico and San Diego millions of dollars that take away from the citizens within that county. I had one fan over on my Facebook page at Reagan Babe say that he is sick and tired of watching all of his local tax money go to people who have no legal right to be here. Our schools need funding. Our teachers need funding. Our hospitals need funding. We need mental health education. We need veteran care. We need elderly care. We have plenty of indigenous people here in this country, specifically when you look at California and pretty soon to Nevada, because Nevada just got hijacked by the radical socialist Marxist left in just a short 6 months. And my piece on that hijacking will come this week. Just stay tuned to ReaganBabe.com for that and more. But all of these pieces of news, everything that I cover today, can be found on my website. And War always does, Wayne Allen Root always does a good job. Every time I come in here to the studio, he prints. He's a printer. He likes to print. He's going through printer ink like nobody's business. So I got a stack of papers here because the news doesn't sleep. I left for an hour today. I went to get a couple errands done, and I get a text from my dad. Hey, did you hear the latest on Trump? And I said, no, what did I miss now? Well, we've got some audio for you coming at you either in the next segment or the following segment that Bernie Sanders had a complete meltdown on MSNBC today with Andrea Mitchell. Because Trump is the biggest troll of them all. Because he comes out and says, you know what? Yeah, I'm thinking about live tweeting during the Democrat debate. Thinking about throwing some tweet bombs right out in the middle of the Socialist Party USA as the Marxists march to whatever first debate location they have, screaming that everything is free and the white man is evil and Republicans are misogynists and homophobics and racists and religious fanatics. Yes, that is exactly what Bernie Sanders told Andrea Mitchell, that he's a homophobe, he's a racist, he's a religious bigot. And that's all they got. Because they can't talk about how they're going to pay for all this free stuff, this free health care. Now, see, what's interesting about free health care is that it's not always all free for citizens. No, not in California. Now, citizens in California are going to have to pay a tax in order to pay for the health care for illegal aliens. Because what Obamacare did was, when Joe Wilson stood up in Congress, and when Obama had declared and lied again in front of the American people in the State of the Union address, and he said, oh, Obamacare is not going to, illegal aliens are not going to be, you know, under Obamacare. And Joe Wilson stood up and said, you lie. He was exactly right. You lie. Because states like California expanded Medi-Cal and then allowed all of these anchor babies and all of these dreamers onto Medi-Cal or Medicaid, exploding the Medicaid and Medi-Cal population with people who, again, are criminals. They've been living here illegally, but yet they're sucking off the teat of the taxpayer dollar, and the taxpayer dollars keep getting punished, and the taxpayers keep getting punished by the Democrats for being citizens. I don't care if you're a black citizen, white citizen, yellow, whatever you are. If you're a citizen of this country, you are paying for criminal illegal aliens under Democrat fiat. And so Bernie Sanders wants to talk about free health care and free education. Well, of course, you and I both know that nothing is free. So all they are going to do is the politics of personal destruction, because that's all they got. Their policies have historically failed. Obamacare was a failure. If Obamacare wasn't a failure, they wouldn't want to be getting rid of it by single payer. So this border issue is our pocketbook. It's not really a separate issue. And people are seeing what's happening to their communities, their schools, their hospitals. We cannot sustain 1.5 million illegal aliens, more than we already got. And what's interesting is I saw a Pew Research study, I believe, that was just published, and again, it's on my website, that it said that Pew came up with like a 10.5 million illegal aliens. Somehow it went down by 500,000. The number they've been telling us for 15 years was 11 million. Now it's 10.5 million. It's 25, 30, 35 million by this time. Now remember, we only are going to catch 1.5 million illegal aliens this year and give them housing and give them diapers and give them education and give them lawyers and even give them transgender classes on how to transition into their new society. And so Trump declares massive deportation. ICE will begin the process of removing millions of illegal aliens next week. Can I be on the tarmac to show them the door? Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. And Trump plans to invoke the Insurrection Act to boot illegal aliens out of our country. We're going to talk about all that and more. And I've got this Sanders clip because, you know, I've said before, if my dream is to be behind a microphone and basically comb my hair with a balloon every morning, because that's what this dude looks like. He's gone even more insane. You got to hear this clip. Stuttering, stammered, triggering the Marxists and socialists, which is something I love to do behind this microphone each and every Tuesday for Wayne. Again, Wayne will be here at 4 o'clock with George Papadopoulos. So don't turn that dial. We'll go to war next and war now after this break.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and I, you know, usually there's a specific spiel I give, you know, a specific script that I read to talk about Liberty HealthShare, but I've kind of got off script for the last couple of months, because 2 months ago I had surgery for kidney stones, and they took care of everything. All I had to do was pay off my deductible, which, unlike my old days with health insurance with Aetna, it was like $10,000. Now it's $2,500. I paid off my $2,500, and from that point on, the surgery was taken care of by Liberty HealthShare. Pretty amazing. I mean, I can't think of anyone that could treat you better than that. They reimbursed my son for his dental bill for his wisdom teeth. I had an emergency wisdom tooth surgery. They took care of $2,000 out of a $2,500 bill. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. I had three doctor visits late in 2018. They took care of all of those. They were considered wellness visits. They were free. I didn't even make a copay. It's $107 a month as a single, $449 a month for a family. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. Or lightyourliberty.com. Very cool.
And thank you, Wayne. And thank you out there in war world. This is Megan Barr filling in for Wayne Allen Root, like I do every Tuesday at this hour. And don't turn that dial, because Wayne will have George Stephanopoulos at the top of the hour, the 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern hour. And we'll get the down and dirty on the deep state, because they are down and they are dirty. Chris, which clip are we going to right now? The what one? Oh, okay, so we've got the Bernie clip when he was speaking to Andrea Mitchell this morning, and it's his response to Trump saying that, yeah, you know, he's thinking about tweeting live during the Democrat debates, even against his advisor's wishes. I have a message for President Trump. Don't listen to your advisors. Let's go to Bernie.
Well, I'm surprised that he has the time to tweet. I thought he'd be watching, you know, some Fox TV program. Look, he can tweet all that he wants to tweet. But let me just say this. You have a president who, despite what one of his supporters mentioned a moment ago, is in fact a pathological liar. He is a racist. He's a sexist. He's a homophobe. And he is a religious bigot.
Ooh, a religious bigot. It's funny, I don't see anybody being jailed over their religion, unlike what I did see under Barack Obama. And, you know, I have been to plenty of tea parties. I've been to plenty of rallies. I see people of all different colors. They are not different Helen Kellers. They can see, they can hear, and they're there because they love this country more than they hate this president. The Democrats hate this president and hate this country more than I've ever seen before. I mean, Mexico is doing a better job on the border than the Democrats right now. Richard Grenell, does his name ring a bell? The first, most powerful, quite frankly, outwardly gay ambassador to Germany, one of the first. So if he is a homophobe, Trump has a real weird way of showing it. Kellyanne McConway, he stood up for Kellyanne McConway. She's the first woman in I believe, U.S. history to campaign towards a win of an election. He even hired the first female foreman in New York ever to be hired to oversee his projects. And see, this is the projection of the Marxist left. This is called projection. Because a black reporter at an impeached Trump rally, which drew about a crowd of, I don't know, 2 in various areas around the country. If you were lucky, maybe 30. Oh, yeah, the resist movement. Yeah, they're real strong. If they aren't wearing black masks and Antifa and beating people up the side of the heads with rocks, no one shows up. A black reporter told to go back to Fox News to pick cotton at an impeached Trump rally. Well, that doesn't sound racist at all, does it? I thought those liberals were supposed to be tolerant and understanding. This was Lawrence Jones. While he was there, he said a man told him to go back to Fox News and pick cotton. He also had another liberal, you know, tolerant liberal, otherwise known as a Marxist Democrat, tell him to go back to Kenya. Oh, I bet they weren't saying that about Barack Obama at all. But I want to get to what Bernie Sanders says about the border, of course, because the Democrats are about open borders. All of those 80,000 kids we're holding right now in our detention centers, buying $2 million worth of diapers, yeah, they'd all be in our communities, the Congolese that are coming over in waves, hundreds and hundreds. We want to abolish ICE if you're a Democrat, so they would just walk right across the border. Ebola, diapers, whatever they need, they got, they're willing to give and they're willing to take. So Trump's going to take back our country, maybe using the Insurrection Act. So let's get a little revolutionary ourselves, shall we, right after this break. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. We'll go to war on behalf of Wayne Allen Root next.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is going to keep putting economic and political pressure on Iran's government to change their ways. The secretary met with military leaders on Tuesday and says this is not a new problem.
We all have to remember this isn't just 2.5 years or 5 years. This is 40 years of Iranian activity that has led us to this point.
As to the U.S. sending 1,000 more troops to the Middle East,
we are there to deter aggression. President Trump does not want war, and we will continue to communicate that message while doing the things that are necessary to protect American interests.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is stepping aside. The president tweeted that Shanahan is removing himself for consideration for the permanent position. The president says Army Secretary Mark Esper will be the new acting Secretary of Defense. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me. But that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
More now. The Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Sponsor of this segment, Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of gold and credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. They charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest possible prices. Tangible wants you to become educated, so for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allen Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book called The New Case for Gold by New York Times bestselling author. You get both free just for calling. The DVD and the book free, no strings attached. While you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Get your free book and your free award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated consumers. 800-780-9000. Thank you, Tangible.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you for hanging on through the break. You are listening to the Wayne Allen Root Show War. Every Tuesday, this is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. I fill in for the warrior, the capitalist that he is, the son of a butcher, as he says. And I'm always happy to do so because I do believe that this microphone, this radio wave, is the last bastion of free speech, and I use it liberally, and I don't mean with the Marxist bend. I mean, I don't hold back much like Wayne Allen Root, and so I'm always pleased to be with you each and every Tuesday at this hour. But again, don't turn the dial because George Stephanopoulos will join Wayne at 4 o'clock, and he'll give you the skinny on the deep state, the fat, stinky deep state. Back to immigration, because as I said, are we a nation of immigrants or are we a nation of illegal immigrants? That's really the answer or the question that has to be asked. And we're not going to have to, we can't wait around for the mainstream media to ask that question because, of course, they're not going to ask that question. They are just a front for the Democrat Party. They are just a mouthpiece for the Democrat Party. And so I want to see how they're going to spin this Trump-cella, this Trump tailgate 45 party that they're having down in Orlando. Because when you have 100,000 people show up, it's kind of hard to hide it. And I also want to see what Twitter is going to do when Donald Trump live tweets the Democrat debate. Again, don't listen to your advisors, President Trump. Start dropping Twitter bombs as soon as that debate starts, because this is some of what we'll hear. If Bernie Sanders wants to talk about illegal immigration and the border, let's hear what Bernie Sanders said to Andrea Mitchell this morning. Chris, you can see it.
I think this is a political statement to his base. But frankly, I think this is an outrageous statement. It is absolutely un-American, not what our country stands for. And it is exactly what demagogues always do. He will not talk about the health care crisis. He will not talk about income and wealth inequality. He will not talk about climate change. But he will try to divide the American people up. And he will go after minority people, in this case, undocumented people, who have very little political power. That's what demagogues always do, and that's why Trump must be defeated.
Well, obviously, those undocumented people, those people of color, do have political power, or the Democrats wouldn't be protecting them and giving them everything under the sun. All of our money, all of our resources. New York just gave them driver's licenses, or they're seriously considering it, and that's just to get them on the voter rolls, folks. That's not because they care about legalized driving. You know, I find it interesting, the Marxists, the Democrat Party, because that's all they are, is a bunch of Marxists now. They're trying to out-Stalinesque each other. I find it really interesting that they say that the president is acting as though he's above the law, and no person is above the law in this country. Well, doesn't that apply to illegal aliens? They're seemingly above the law. They're counted in the census. They're given Democrats political power, especially through the metastasization of sanctuary cities. I have a story, a story right here that has a map on it and all of the sanctuary cities. And there are 8 states in the United States that are sanctuary states. That, of course, would be the third world hellhole, otherwise known as California. Then, of course, we have Colorado because the California Marxists didn't like all of the taxes they voted in. So they went and populated and overran Colorado. And the next is coming to Nevada. Illinois, well, that's not a shocker. That's Barack Obama's supposed backyard where he cut his political teeth with communists and Marxists like Bill Ayers who stand on American flags and, you know, bomb police. But Massachusetts, another broke state. New Jersey, can't tax high enough in that state. New Mexico, no surprise. Oregon, oh, okay. And then, of course, Vermont. And then the cities and counties, we've got 20 counties in California that are defying federal law. That's why that place is a third world hellhole. MS-13 crime, incarceration, murders, drugs, homelessness, you know, the whole nine yards. The worst education system. I think they're at the bottom three. I think Nevada's fighting them for it. Let's see. There's in Colorado, there's 15 counties. In Connecticut, 2. Florida, just 1. But what's interesting is that Ron DeSantis just basically said, no mas, you're not going to have sanctuary cities anymore. You actually are going to follow federal law when it comes to our borders. So I'm sure Florida, that last Florida county, is hanging on by a thread. Georgia, 2. Iowa, 13. In the middle of idiots out walking around, we got 13. Sorry, folks, if you're from Iowa, I used to call that when I was just in college as a youngin' in Illinois. We had a rivalry. Illinois, too, of course, Chicago and Cook County. Oh, Chicago is its own island. Okay. Well, there you go. Kansas, 2. Louisiana, 1. Massachusetts, 8. Maryland, 3. Sanctuary counties. Michigan, which I'm on radio every Saturday, there's 4. That's a problem. Minnesota, 1. Mississippi, 1. Nebraska, 2. New Jersey, 1. And that's Newark, Cory Booker's backyard. New Mexico, 3. Nevada, here's an interesting one. Washoe County, which is the northern county. It's the rural county. The mayor up there is an absolute nightmare. But actually, Clark County is a de facto sanctuary state because our sheriff here absolutely sucks, and you can take that to the bank. New York, 8. North Carolina, 6. Ohio, 1. Oregon, holy crap, we got 32. No wonder why all the Congolese are going to Portland. Ebola for Portland. 32 counties in Oregon are sanctuary. I wonder, I'm sure they're all run by Democrats. Pennsylvania, 16. It's like a cancer. $136 billion a year we pay for people who have no legal right to be here. So how does Trump respond? By using the rule of law, by enforcing the law, by not acting above the law, by actually enforcing the law that Mitch McConnell and the other Chamber of Commerce Republicans have ignored for 30 years. Trump plans to invoke Insurrection Act to boot illegal immigrants. Under the Insurrection Act of 1807, the president has the authority to use the National Guard and military in order to combat unlawful obstruction or rebellion within the U.S. borders. The act was last invoked in 92 by George H.W. Bush to quell the Los Angeles riots and was also used by Eisenhower in 1957 to enforce school desegregation in the South. And a Trump official expressed concerns that Trump's use of the act's powers would face legal challenges, pointing to the lawsuits against the president's travel ban from majority Muslim countries. However, as the official noted, the travel ban ultimately prevailed in the Supreme Court. Boom, one more. America halts foreign aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. If you aren't going to use our money to keep people within your own borders and you are actually working as a human trafficking magnet, as people are fleeing your country because you have no economic opportunities. Why? Because it is so inherently corrupt. Because that's what happens in third world countries that aren't under capitalism. When you have socialist and despotic, either dictators or you have Maduro, for example, even the dead can't get a break in Venezuela. So America halts foreign aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, which is fantastic. And, oh, by the way, those people that are coming here aren't all coming here because they're escaping, you know, political tyranny. They're coming here for economic opportunities. Why? Because the economy is going gangbusters. But you know who's going to stop that economy? Joe Biden. Yes? Joe Biden has promised to remove all of the Trump tax cuts and to raise taxes. Wow, this is a new campaign strategy. Let's campaign on raising taxes and protecting illegal immigrants. This is what the Democrats are doubling down on. The Democrats are protecting a deported illegal immigrant who crossed back over and was allowed to live amongst us, and he is a dog rapist. Yes, you heard right, a dog rapist. We're not attracting the best. And we're paying for his incarceration and his three squares every day. Of course, El Salvador or Honduras or Mexico don't want these people. Why are the Democrats forcing us to pay for this type of filth and criminal element to freely just exist and use our healthcare system and use our education system? And that's why I think this election, the American people aren't stupid. We aren't as stupid as Jonathan Gruber told us that the Democrats need us to be. Remember, that's how the Democrats passed Obamacare. They relied on the stupidity of the American people. Well, tech might want to keep you stupid, and Google might want to keep you stupid, and the Washington Post and the New York Times might want to keep you stupid. But we're not keeping you stupid here. Not on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. We always get down to business, shining a light on the truth and on the Marxist march of the Democrats. Because this isn't your grandpa's Democrat party. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the commie Bernie Sanders party. So we're going to rise up just like we did in Florida in 2020. But stay tuned. We'll be back with some more news right after this break.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allyn Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined, I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
With Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, that's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Now with Megan Barth in for War, because this is Tuesday, and every Tuesday I take over this microphone. This is my last segment of this hour. It goes by so fast. I'm always happy to be with you each and every Tuesday, and don't turn that dial, because George Papadopoulos, I might have said Stephanopoulos, but George Papadopoulos is going to be up next with Wayne Allyn Root in the 4 o'clock hour. He's actually waiting downstairs beneath the studio. I'm looking forward to meeting him again. But some news broke while I was on the break, and it has to, of course, do with our borders. Like I said, the border is going to be, I believe, the number one issue, if not the top two issues of this campaign. Thank you for cutting the music. So there was a historic bust. And this broke, I think, right before I came on air. 16.5 tons of cocaine. Yes, you heard that right. 16.5 tons of cocaine worth $1 billion was seized where? At a Philadelphia port. Yes. And I think Philadelphia is one of those sanctuary cities. Federal authorities seized approximately 16.5 tons of cocaine from a large ship at the Packer Marine Terminal in Philadelphia. This is the largest drug seizure in the history of the United, or excuse me, not of the United States. You would think so. You would hope so. In the history of the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Members of the ship's crew have been arrested and federally charged, and the investigation is ongoing. 16.5 tons of cocaine has an approximate street value of over $1 billion. And I remember talking to you last week about an article that said that, and it might have been 2 weeks ago, an article that said that 80% of the populated territories of Mexico are controlled by the cartels. So we're really not dealing with a Canada. Okay? We're dealing with a narco state. We're dealing with a corrupted state. Now, thankfully, the Mexican government is actually doing more than the Democrats to secure our border. They arrested, or at least intercepted, 4 semi-loads of illegal immigrants heading to our border. That was 800 more illegal immigrants. And according to JudicialWatch.org, Mexican cartels are among the greatest criminal national security and public health threat to the U.S. Yeah. How can the Democrats debate this? They're going to have to debate it. Instead of calling the president a demagogue and a racist, because this is what demagogues do, they deport people. No, we actually deport people because that's what sovereign nations do. That's what our law tells us to do. And deportation isn't something new. We've been doing it for quite some time now. Thank you very much. And we aren't the world's third world dumping ground. Speaking of dumping ground, let's go to Baltimore, where the mayor was actually just indicted on a series of fraud. But you won't hear that in the mainstream media, because why? She's a Democrat. She can't do anything wrong. If they don't report on it, it doesn't exist. Well, remember I was telling you that I don't care what American you are. We're all Americans. I don't care if you're a gay American, a yellow American, a black American. If you've got kids, your school system is being overrun, and I've written about this extensively, is being overrun with English as second language learners. Now, why is this important? Well, because it gives the opportunity for the Democrats who run the education system to build the bureaucracy, not build learning, not build education, not build good American citizens, intelligent ones at that. Most of them can't read when they're graduating high school, but they can build the bureaucracy. So the more people, the bigger the bureaucracy. The Democrats don't create jobs. They create government jobs, or they create bureaucracies. You know, our governor just signed into law 78 different bills, and they're like, yeah, well, we're only going to allow collective bargaining. It's collective bargaining for 20,000 government workers. Well, you just added 3 government agencies. It'll be 40,000 government workers before we know it. That's what the Democrats build, bureaucracy. And as Reagan said, you can't be for the little guy and be for big bureaus, big taxes, and big government. And I paraphrase that. But let's go back to Baltimore. Let's start in Baltimore. So adding to the Baltimore student population, more than 60% of the children in the Baltimore school district are children of legal or illegal immigrants, so green card holders or criminals, who are learning English, of course, as a second language, ESL, English as a second language. I challenged you, I believe, last week to find out how much your school district is spending and how much of an increase in that spending has occurred over the last 10 years. Oh, just go to 2008 when Obama came into office. The publicschoolreview.com site also shows that the school's population more than doubled from 300 to 750 from 2008 to 2016, as many Central Americans illegally migrated into the United States. The huge inflow of migrant children has been a bonanza for the government-funded education sector. The inflow allowed the Baltimore principal to go on a hiring spree and added 25 new teachers, and 25 new pensions, and 25 new administrators, and 25 new health plans, and 25 more unions. And that, my friends, is the Democrat Party's fundamental transformation of America. They don't need to implement socialism through a shot. They just need to open the borders. And I'll open to the mic to Mitt Wayne next. Thanks so much. See you next week.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Me too.